I'm Cheryl Corley, in for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, we tackle everyday moral challenges with the ethics panel of O, the Oprah magazine. But first, we continue our discussion about California and the new law which allows same-sex couples to get married. Earlier, we discussed how the gay marriages may play out in different communities of color. And now we'll hear from one couple getting married today in California. Here to talk about their big day are Stuart Gaffney and John Lewis, one of the couples who were part of the lawsuit seeking marriage rights for same-sex couples. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi, thank you.
Well, Stuart, why don't you begin and tell us how you met each other?
Well, John and I met over 21 years ago at a small house party. And like many happy couples, you know, our eyes met across the room. It took someone else to introduce us, but we immediately felt like we were family. We felt so familiar to each other. And I remember about a week after we met, a friend of mine said, "So, have you met anybody new?" And I said, "I've met my future husband."
Wow, you knew right away.
And yes, it's only taken us 21 years to get to our wedding day. I knew he was a wonderful man the moment I met him.
John, did you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely. It was just this feeling like I'd already known him forever. And that night, we didn't have any pen or paper with us, so we each had to memorize each other's phone numbers, and we went home, and then we actually called each other back almost simultaneously, and we each had remembered each other's phone number.
Hmm. Well, you know, today the thing is, when you meet somebody, you instantly Google them, and I was wondering, you know, did you try any of that, or just talk to friends about each other?
Well, you know, 21 years ago, it was a pretty low-tech world, and we actually have the notes from the message pads where our phone messages were taken when we called each other's offices, even before voicemail. So we've been growing old together these last two decades. The internet has caught up with us, but now marriage has caught up with us, and we're going to have our wedding day.
Well, when the state of California, John, this is to you, made it legal for couples to marry, why the decision to marry right away? I know you said you've been together 21 years now. Is that a little bit of the reasoning?
Yeah, well, most simply, we love each other, and we want to be married, and it's been over 21 years, and we don't want to wait another day longer. Mm-hmm. And marriage truly is the marker of a family, and Stuart and I have been supporting each other as a family, but without that dignity and respect, and so we just wanted to have that dignity and respect as soon as possible.
All right. You say dignity and respect. I was wondering if you confronted any kind of discriminatory attitudes while you were actually planning the wedding or leading up to this day. Stuart?
Well, I'm glad to say that our families have been extremely supportive. Actually, after we first exchanged wedding vows in San Francisco City Hall 4 years ago, it was right before Chinese New Year, and my family is a multicultural family. My mom is Chinese American, and we have a Chinese New Year celebration every year, and it was right after we exchanged vows 4 years ago, and the family just came together. They toasted us. They gave us gifts, and we felt a very warm embrace and have felt that our relationship is part of the family history as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, your parents, as I understand, also had trouble getting married legally. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, my own mom and dad, an interracial couple, were only able to marry in California thanks to a decision 60 years ago that overturned the state law banning interracial couples from marrying. And we take a lot of inspiration from my mom and dad. As they moved around the country after marrying in California, they found that each state treated their marriage differently. And in fact, they moved to the state of Missouri, which still had its law on the books. And in the language of the day, which was unfortunately, all marriages between whites and Negroes and all marriages between whites and Mongolians are considered legally null and void. So my parents also felt that pain of not having their marriage recognized. Now, luckily, all those laws have been taken away, and interracial couples are freely able to marry in all 50 states. And as John and I celebrate our wedding day, we're looking forward to that same freedom to marry that my parents have.
Mm-hmm. Must have a particular resonance for you then.
It's a very beautiful moment in our family. Our parents will all be there, but as we exchange vows and look out at my mother and father, they're reflecting that wedding ceremony back to us. It is going to be a very moving moment for us as a family.
I just want to take a moment to pause and remind listeners that if you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley, and we're talking about gay marriage with Stuart Gaffney and John Lewis, who are getting married today in California. And we want to ask you, where do you stand on this issue? Do you support the right of gay and lesbian couples to get married? Or do you believe that marriage is between a woman and a man? Please share your comments on the Tell Me More page at npr.org or call our comment line at area code 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. So, John, back to you. How big is this wedding going to be?
Well, what's really important to us is to have our close family members and friends. My best friend from junior high school is coming, and some friends that we've known for 20, 30 years now. And one thing I just love about weddings is the part where you get to, at the reception, you get to tell stories and really reflect on why these close friends and family are so important to you. And it's a really big, wonderful part of that.
What's the ceremony going to be like? You say you're going to have a reception, so what's the ceremony itself?
Yeah, we're going to have a very simple ceremony. We exchanged vows 4 years ago in San Francisco City Hall, and that moment was truly a transformative moment for us because at that moment 4 years ago, we really felt for the first time in our lives as gay people that our government was treating us as equal human beings. And unfortunately, those marriages 4 years ago were nullified, and so that's why we were part of the lawsuit that is making this day possible and that we're getting married in San Francisco today. But we wanted to have very simple vows in beautiful San Francisco City Hall for this wedding today as well.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you said that this is a process that you did 4 years ago as well, and it was nullified. And I was wondering how nervous you are that come November that you might find yourself in the same situation where the amendment calling for a marriage to be solely between a man and a woman might actually prevail, nullifying your ceremony.
Well, we really think things have changed now, and I know in preparing for our wedding day over the last days and weeks, I've spent time just reflecting on how meaningful this is to us and how important Stuart is to me and how we've been so important to each other's lives. And I just reflect upon how happy I am. And after I got my hair cut to just have it just so, looking just right for the wedding, I just came out of the street beaming with joy. And there's a lot more joy in California this week than there was last week. And we just have confidence that people are not going to take that joy away.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody is always interested in what people are wearing on their wedding day. So what do you guys have picked out?
This is Stuart. We're wearing classic black tuxedos with white tux shirts for just a very simple, dignified, classic look. And then we've got royal blue bow ties and matching cummerbunds that just gives it a nice splash of color. And we feel like it's going to make it just right.
Okay. And the reception, I know you said you're going to have friends and family and tell stories. Are you going to party?
Yes, we definitely are going to party because a wedding is a thing to celebrate. It brings joy into people's lives. It brings people together, and it makes people happy and want to have fun. So, yes, we're going to get together afterwards. We're going to raise a glass. We're going to toast to happiness and our future together. And we're going to eat some really good food and just have a nice time.
Stuart Gaffney and John Lewis joined us from their home in San Francisco. They will be one of many same-sex couples getting married in the state of California today. Best wishes to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.